In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the other day I went to the grocery store. It was 77 degrees out. There were already wreaths and garlands on display outside the door. At the parish where I live, a Christmas tree sale is beginning this weekend. And somehow the first poinsettia of the season has already appeared on the kitchen table of our rectory. Never mind that it isn't yet Thanksgiving. For many of our friends and neighbors, Christmas has already begun. Of course, for us, Christmas won't begin for more than a month, not until the Holy Night, when we shall hear sung the lovely antiphon, Dominus dixit ad me, the Lord hath said to me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Christmas will come, but not until we've traversed the penitential season of Advent. Our Eastern brothers and sisters are direct. They don't call it Advent, but rather the Nativity fast. For them it begins today, November 15th, 40 days before Christmas. For us Latins, the pre-Christmas penitential season won't begin for another 2 weeks, but that gives us valuable time to make a plan for how we will make our Nativity fast this year. How we'll make use of prayer and penance to make ourselves fit dwellings to receive the infant king. The Easterners have traditionally observed a very strict fasting law. During their Nativity fast, they do not eat red meat, poultry, fish, any other meat products, eggs, dairy, oil, or wine. For us Latins, there are no specific directives about penance, except that every Friday of the year is to be a day of abstinence. But the lack of a specific penitential prescription gives each of us the freedom to embrace a new and custom penance each year when the season comes round again. I'd like to propose for all of us this year three ideas for penitential Advent resolutions. First, I think it would be a good idea for all of us to detach from the news and from social media. We could give up Facebook, Twitter, and so forth entirely. I think it would likewise be good for us to avoid all television news. We could confine ourselves to perhaps 5 or 10 minutes a day reading a good newspaper. The aim of this resolution would be both self-denial in disrupting our habits and foiling our will, and also opening up an interior space by removing some of the distraction and bustle of a noisy world from our minds and hearts. In the same way, and this is my second proposal for our Advent penance this year, we could set aside some time every day for actual, literal, physical silence. Might not be very much. Now, maybe it's just from the moment we wake up until we complete our morning prayers. Or maybe we decide not to turn on a radio or a podcast during our commute to work. Or maybe it's a resolution to shut down all the noise-making devices when the kids go to bed, and then either talk or else have peaceful silence until we ourselves turn in. In any event, the physical silence of our homes will bring a greater measure of spiritual silence to our hearts, in the same way that bending our knees here in church helps our hearts to be humbled for divine worship. My third and final suggestion for our Advent penance is we ought to fill this interior space with some meditation inspired by good spiritual reading. We ought to allow Christ the Word to speak into our interior silence through mental prayer. And we ourselves ought to speak with one another about Him and about His incarnation, rather than about whatever else may otherwise be preoccupying us in these tumultuous times. Friends, none of this is mandatory, such that to fail to do it would be sinful, but all of it would be helpful, provided we work out a plan which corresponds to our respective states in life and the duties of our vocations. If we detach from our screens, enter into daily silence, fill our minds and hearts with the seed of good meditation on the Incarnation, we will have made a noble and worthwhile Nativity fast. We will have created a dwelling place in our hearts for Him who once had nowhere to lay His head. And we will have succeeded in protecting Advent from the Christmas sprawl, which is already reaching out to rob us of this special time of preparation. We have 2 weeks until Advent begins. Let's use this time to ask our Lord how He wishes us to prepare for the celebration of His Nativity. Let's ask Him to inspire us with greater desire for penance and for mental prayer. And let's ask Him to detach us from whatever distracts us from Him and fills us with that interior noise which robs us of our peace and tempts us away from prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.